From around the world, these are the latest international news headlines. Iran's hit an oil tanker off the coast of Qatar and Kuwait's airport, while airstrikes battered Iran. An unrelenting tempo, hours after President Donald Trump said that the military could end its Iran offensive in 2 to 3 weeks and will shift responsibility for the Strait of Hormuz to countries that rely on it for oil and shipping. Meanwhile, an airstrike in Iran's capital, Tehran, appears to have struck the former US embassy. Pakistan and Afghanistan are meeting with Chinese officials in Urumqi, northern China, to work toward a durable ceasefire after more than a month of fighting. The talks are seen as a potential relief for millions of people from both nations. Amsterdam is marking 25 years since the world's first gay marriages were celebrated. More than 40 countries now allow same-sex marriages. But the LGBTQ movement is facing challenges elsewhere. Some US states are challenging marriage equality. And there's rising hostility towards LGBTQ+ people in parts of Africa. I'm Charles de Letesma.